Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, today, hopefully, we're going to have as a special guest Betty Martini, because there's some great new information that's come along. Is Betty there?
I'm here.
Oh, well, wonderful. Well, Betty Martini is, you know, the sort of person who sees something needs to be done. There's nobody else do it. She's going to take it on. And how long have you been in this battle, Betty?
15 long years.
15 long years. Well, her husband has said, you know, I'm going to retire. Do you want to see the world? Do you want to save the world? And she said, I think I'll save it. So she set out to let the American people, in fact, the people of the world, know that they were being intentionally poisoned by some very wicked and evil people. And, of course, starting with Donald Rumsfeld, that great paragon of virtue who sent so many of our boys over to Iraq to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but never to have the right equipment, never to have enough troops, never to be able to do anything other than go over there to perish and or come home with a chronic illness and would be with them the rest of their lives. But it didn't start with Iraq. It's in Afghanistan. Donald Rumsfeld was up to no good long before that, when he was CEO of CEO Manufacturing Company and got aspartame, NutraSweet, released to the American people, knowing full well its toxic effect. The scientific studies were there. And you hear all this talk today about, oh, the obesity epidemic. Oh, look how fat Americans are. They need more exercise. And one of the major reasons we have so much obesity is because NutraSweet creates pathological obesity. And certainly the increase in brain tumors, because this produces brain tumors and cancers, and because it creates convulsions and attacks the nervous system. And, well, I'm just going to let Betty tell you what was known when Donald Rumsfeld used all of his political influence during the opening days of the Reagan administration to get his man into the FDA so they could release this poison to poison the American children. What are the deleterious effects were known that Dr. Olney had described? Now, Dr. Olney was a scientist who had worked at this for 15 or 20 years before Donald Rumsfeld came on the scene, and for a few miserable $1 million, he's poisoned millions of Americans. What did Dr. Olney point out was the danger of aspartame, and why did he work so hard to keep it from being released on the unsuspecting American public?
Well, first of all, Dr. Olney had in 1970 done studies on aspartic acid and glutamate, which aspartic acid is 40% of the molecule, and it caused lesions in the brains of mice. So he founded the field of neuroscience called excitotoxicity, and because aspartic acid is an excitotoxin, a product that stimulates neurons of the brain to death. So he knew that if aspartame was approved, it would simply destroy the brains of our children. And he wrote a 49-page report to the Board of Inquiry of the FDA. We have that on WNHO.net, the whole 49 pages, going over what would happen. So after that, the FDA agreed with him. The FDA was not going to approve it. And in fact, they revoked the petition because of that and the brain tumors that it caused and the fact that it couldn't be proven safe. But Rumsfeld, who was CEO of Cerro at the time, said he'd call on his markers and get it approved anyway, and he cared less whether it was safe or not. So he was on a Reagan's transition team.
Right. And so he did call in his markers. He got it okayed. And how many children have developed brain tumors, and how many people have developed diabetes and progressive neurological changes. Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom Dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and it's very difficult for the average individual to believe that people would poison our children. I mean, who'd want to do something like that? And just for profit? No, I believe that there are even more devious agendas than simply for profit, although I'm sure Mr. Rumsfeld likes to make a lot of money and feel his power, but I fear he has other motivations as well. Certainly he knows what he's done, and he is guilty of crimes against humanity. But then the FDA officials who kept quiet because they wanted to keep their jobs, they knew it was dangerous, and yet put the pressure on, and now the new Republican administration coming in 1981, they wanted to stay there and get their pensions and their retirement. And you know, when you buck the system, they'll come after you. They'll make your life miserable. They'll make it so you're not going to be able to get another job after that. And so most of the people just kept quiet and went along with what happened. Betty, did any of the people there buck or what was happening? Did they try to stop when Rumsfeld got his man in as head of the FDA to poison the children of our country?
Well, before we went to a commercial there, I was explaining that Reagan appointed a FDA commissioner who would approve it because no commissioner would, but he was so concerned it would take 30 days to get him to the FDA that he actually wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything about aspartame until Hayes got there to overrule the Board of Inquiry. So even though the FDA didn't want it approved and did everything possible, including trying to have them indicted, when that executive order came through, their hands were tied and they could do nothing. And it's like an FDA employee told me some years ago. He says, you know, here we were saying how dangerous it was, and then it gets approved, and the next day we have to say that it's safe. And we can't say we approved it, but it's not safe, and that's the position we were put in as the FDA. So that's what happened, and today the FDA is actually on the side of the manufacturers, and they don't answer letters. They know. Talking about children, they've just done a new study that was sponsored by Food Standards, which is like the FDA in England, showing that it causes behavioral problems in children. And immediately the large chains in the UK started taking aspartame out of their drinks and products. People like Mark and Spencer's, and they have a company sort of like Walmart and Tesco, and while they're taking them out in the UK, you don't hear a word in the United States. And it was known from the very beginning that it would cause behavioral problems. In fact, in the bill that Senator Metzenbaum wrote in 1985 was to put aspartame to make it a moratorium and then do independent studies based on the problems that they were seeing in the population, including behavioral problems in children, what it does to the fetus, the seizures, the drug interaction. And it never got out of committee because of Senator Orrin Hatch, which is one of the senators paid by Monsanto. So sure. They tried to keep testing not done in the United States, but they couldn't stop it recently in the UK.
Well, I think it's really interesting that certainly the major chains, food store chains, and over there in Great Britain now are taking aspartame out of their products. Why? Because they're concerned about the children here in the United States. Because of the degree of control that exists over the media, you're not even hearing that. Now, that's just happened in the last few weeks, isn't it, Betty?
Yes, it's just recently happened last week. But then right before, a few weeks ago, I came to New York to hear the lecture by Dr. Saffredi with the Ramazzini company that did the first aspartame cancer study in 2005, showing it to be a multi-potential carcinogen. And this particular study has shown that even in small doses, aspartame causes cancer. And they also fed aspartame to pregnant rats. And Dr. Saffredi says what this shows is if you have a baby survive and the mother used aspartame, they can grow up and have cancer.
Well, see, I think that people have to understand that you go back to the turn of the century, the beginning of the 1900s, the incidence of cancer was about 1 in about 3 in 100 people. Today it's well over 50% of our people will get a cancer of one sort or another. Now, nobody is asking why this dramatic increase. You're talking about a 47% fold increase here in the incidence of cancer in this country. Yet they know there's something called the Delaney Amendment that says if something produces cancer in animals, you can't put it in their food. Well, not you can't put it in there unless Donald Rumsfeld wants it there, and then of course that's exactly what happened. What did the animal study show about as far as the relationship between aspartame and brain tumors?
In the 2005 study, only the rats fed aspartame developed malignant brain tumors. And it also showed, besides it being multi-potential carcinogen, mainly leukemia and lymphoma, and cancer of the peripheral nerves, especially cranial, cancer of the kidneys. This new study even shows mammary tumors, and in original studies, they were actually more mammary tumors than there were brain tumors. And Dr. Adrian Gross, who was the toxicologist on site, actually exposed the FDA in Congress and said that, aspartame causes brain tumors without a shadow of a doubt and violates the Delaney Amendment, and if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the people? And one of the things the FDA did, and this is just absolutely an abomination, but this lecture was on a Saturday, and on Friday, they put out a press release that they did not accept the 2005 study, but not for any reason, because there was no way to rebut it. It was so prestigious. They spent $1 million. It went on for 3 years. They usually stop them in 2 years, but rats don't develop brain tumors for a year and a half. So it was a very, very prestigious study, and the FDA did that so that when the new study was announced at that time, the same time they put out the notice, they would be confused and think that the FDA was saying there's something wrong with it, you know, just don't worry about it. But that was done on purpose, and right now the article is being published and peer-reviewed.
I wonder how many people have got brain tumors and other tumors because of Donald Rumsfeld and, of course, this attitude of crass indifference to human suffering. Well, certainly we know there's a definite relationship to cancer and brain tumors and all sorts of functions. What about diabetes? Because so many doctors unsuspectingly giving aspartame to the diabetic patients because it's sweet and gets them off of sugar. What about aspartame and diabetes?
That's so pathetic, because aspartame actually can precipitate diabetes, and it simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy, and it destroys the optic nerve. It causes diabetics to go into convulsions, and it interacts with insulin. And as you know, Dr. H.J. Roberts is a diabetic specialist and wrote that in the medical text, Aspartame Disease, an Ignored Epidemic. And when it was first put on the market, he thought, oh, there's something for diabetics. And then he said that his diabetic patients begin being confused, going blind, you know, losing their memory. And he realized that this was aspartame. And he's a member, or he was a member for 35 years of the American Diabetes Association, and wrote them constantly, but they take money from industry, so they wouldn't do anything. They simply sacrificed the people. And in 2004, racketeering charges were filed against the American Diabetes Association, and even though they got out of it, you know, they can't say that they don't know. They've just been told and told and told. And in the meantime, you know, all that free methyl alcohol to cause diabetics to lose their limbs. I mean, it's just tragic. And they keep the information from the doctor. So if you tie a doctor's hands, how would he know? He thinks that it really is an additive, when in fact aspartame is an addictive, excitoneurotoxic, carcinogenic drug that's going to interact with all drugs and vaccines. And it has literally caused a world plague. I was looking at the statistics the other day on birth defects, and it's like 50%. And autism, it's 1 in 150. And it's like the Fango people said, the ADD people, they said it wasn't until the early 80s when aspartame was approved they ever even used the terms ADD and ADHD. They have destroyed a generation of children, literally destroyed them. And many of them, many mothers, you know, who, well, they weren't mothers then. They were trying to have a normal family and children, didn't realize that aspartame is also an endocrine-disrupting agent and changes the menses so that they became infertile and had no idea that it was because they were sipping Diet Pop.
Yeah, and, of course, this really does impede the ability of a woman to, to become pregnant and have a child. And doesn't it actually increase the incidence of miscarriages?
Yes, it's an abortifacient. So, yes, mothers have told me that they've lost as many as 8 babies on aspartame. Imagine the millions of babies that have been murdered in their mother's womb.
Well, if you hate babies, you hate children, you hate humanity, you would be doing everything you can to put this in the food. But nobody of value as human life would. And unfortunately, it's so difficult for the average individual to understand is that there are many people out there who are not concerned about human life, whether on the battlefield or in a mother's womb. We'll be right back here in a moment. Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
They haven't done that yet. The problem is that they are saying that they're going to go to Splenda. That's just another chlorocarbon poison. And I'm trying to get information to them about it so that they will use something safe, like just like sugar. And that's not a chemical. But you may recall it was last week or the week before that they lawsuit in Philadelphia with Equal suing Splenda, that Splenda now has to relabel because they were letting people think that it was like sugar when they had replaced the hydroxyls with chlorine, and of course it liberates free chlorine. So that's the problem that we have now. There was also a lawsuit in France, and they completely have to relabel. And they know now this is a chemical. This is synthetic. It is not from sugar. And they may have started out with it, but they substituted the chlorine for that. And so that's going to make a difference. But they, in the UK, they try to keep people from knowing how deadly Splenda is. And if somebody is in England and he tries to get Dr. Mercola's website, where he's got all the articles on Splenda, they'll get a message saying that Tayton Lyle's attorneys told us to keep readers blocked from seeing the information on Splenda. And so they can't even get on the website in the UK. That's how far they've gone to keep the public from knowing how bad that chemical really is.
Well, of course, so what about the relationship between the convulsions and aspartame?
Well, aspartame, you know, this is interesting. They've always known that aspartame is a seizure-triggering drug. One of the studies that was pivotal in the approval was the RAO study, where they fed 52-week oral toxicity study, where they fed 7 infant monkeys aspartame. 5 had grand mal seizures and 1 died. They actually used that to show safety. And on the FDA report, there are 4 types of seizures that the FDA, you know, had included. So now a man who had a aspartame brain tumor got off of aspartame when he found out and went to Splenda and had a grand mal seizure. And his wife really had a long, hard conversation with McNeil here in America, and they finally admitted that even Splenda does cause seizures and headaches. And that came out because she was so insistent. You know, who knows how much information about what this chemical does has been kept from the public.
All right. Fine. Now, my understanding is that there were some lawsuits that they're trying to get through in the, somewhere in the East, you know, having to do with childhood brain tumors. How's that doing?
Well, they're just waiting for more cases. They're only in New York and New Jersey. We get them from all states, but that they're only interested right now in the ones in those 2 states. And they have some. I don't know when they're going to file, but I think they're waiting for a few more.
All right, fine. It's because it may be the only way to get the truth out is going to have the lawyers do this, because, of course, certainly the medical profession isn't going to do it. They've been bought off, and not that the average doctor has any interest in harming anybody or concealing the information. It's just that he's never allowed to know.
That's right.
Why, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, you need to go to Betty Martini's website. You need to pull her material down. Now, one website is called doorway.com. Why don't you tell those websites so people can go there, get the information, and they can start getting it to their doctors. If the doctors could understand, and then they could begin warning their patients. And you could save so many people because we can't trust the government, and we certainly can't trust the FDA. And you don't expect that, of course, that the government officials or the manufacturer are ever going to let this information out.
No. Okay, well, first of all, we have doorway.com. Just remember, there's only one O in the door, DORWAY.com. And then there's www.wnho.net. And then we link to some, like the Aspartame Toxicity Center. And I think that you have some of the books. The websites are full of articles on every problem that aspartame causes, so that victims can simply print them out and take them to their doctor. But there is the medical text, I believe, which you have, Aspartame Disease, an Ignored Epidemic, the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison World,
and Sweet Remedy, which I really like. We'll be right back with you with Betty.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. or call 877-300-7645.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Betty Martini. Betty, I want you to get your website out, both your websites, and then, of course, as far as the books are concerned, we carry the book on aspartame. I believe it's the Forgotten Epidemic?
The Ignored Epidemic.
The Ignored Epidemic.
We carry an Ignored Epidemic. Disease by disease, symptom by symptom, and gives the mechanism by which aspartame causes the problem. If you have one of those, take it to your doctor. All he has to do is look up the symptoms or what your problem is, and it will tell him. And, you know, like we say, it's been kept from physicians, and without that knowledge, they'll just think it's an additive and will have no idea that it's going to interact with drugs they may prescribe.
Okay, fine. Well, then, let's get your websites out there. It's Doorway with only one O in the doorway.
Doorway.com. And www.wnho.net, like World Natural Health Organization. And on that site, you can subscribe to the aspartame information list, ask any questions you want, you know, get the detox if you're a victim that Dr. Blaylock has written on what to do and what to take and what not to take. And all the information is there with links to other websites as well.
Well, now, of course, there's certain people that really are very, very sensitive to aspartame and develop progressive neurological disease. One of them, of course, has put out two excellent DVDs. The first is Sweet Misery. The second is Sweet a remedy. The first is sweet misery, the second is sweet remedy, and they're two. Each one is probably a couple of hours long. And just going into the horrible things that have happened as a result of the utilization of aspartame, and some people develop progressive neurological changes and blindness and all sorts of things, and at least some of these people have gotten dramatically better getting off of this. And these are the cases, they go to the doctor, they go from doctor to doctor, and nobody can figure out what's wrong with them. I mean, they don't feel any of the ordinary patterns, and we say, oh, you've got idiopathic neurological disease. What that really means is we haven't got the slightest idea, but I use the word idiopathic. That just confuses people, but we have people who've had diagnoses of multiple sclerosis and Lou Gehrig's disease and progressive dementia. And because this is a product that actually destroys your brain. A brain is a terrible thing to destroy, especially that of a small child. But then, what would you expect from a heroic figure like Donald Rumsfeld? My telephone number is 1-888-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you have a question or comment for Betty, because she has been at this for 15 years. She knows it better than anybody else I know. And the fact that over in Great Britain, there's suddenly the major chains there beginning to take these products, you know, the aspartame, out of the products that they sell, shows that they know how toxic it is. But isn't it interesting? Because of Donald Rumsfeld and his friends, you're not going to read that in the media here in America, because they're in the process of poisoning our people. And you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to poison the children and to poison the unborn children. And to poison the adolescent children, and of course the young people and the older people of our nation. Betty, are we making any progress? Do you think people are beginning to understand what's going on?
Well, there's so much information out now that even sometimes the mainstream media will mention some of it or say that it's very controversial. And so many new things are happening that they have to consider, like there's a new study showing that MS is increasing in women 50% every decade. And so they have to look at these things, and of course, that's what aspartame does. It destroys the central nervous system, it mimics, and it precipitates MS. And if you remember, Corey Brackett, who made Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, was an MS victim with a huge lesion in her head from drinking all the Diet Pop. And 8 months after getting off of it, the lesion all but disappeared. She was able to walk out of her wheelchair. And that has happened so many times when we are able to get the information to the people that need it. And that's all it takes, is getting off of it, and they can return to useful lives.
Well,
they have to learn not to use processed foods, because they can't have a reaction if they get back on it.
Well, that doesn't mean that every case of MS is related to this, but at least some of them are, and some of them are certainly aggravated by it. But this is never mentioned to the doctors. They would have no idea this is a problem. My understanding is that many times airline pilots are told not to drink any sort of a drink that has aspartame in it before they fly. Is there any truth to that?
Well, they're warned off on the side. It's not the FAA telling them. But I just came back on Delta, and one of the stewardesses told me that one of the Delta pilots who was drinking, Diet Coke all day, got esophageal cancer. And when he died, she asked that Delta notify all the pilots about it, and Delta management refused. And then the pilot himself was talking to me about a plane that had crashed by the Air Force. They thought I was talking about a different one that had crashed because of aspartame. So they know it a lot better today, but there's still a lot of pilots out there that are drinking it. And I usually come in, give them a Mission Possible Aviation press pack, and tell them, if you're drinking it, I'm out of here. But it's still, the big problem is the addiction, is that the reason they don't just get right off of it is they are highly addicted to it. In fact, Essence Recovery Center in Asheville, North Carolina, is now taking aspartame cases because it's so hard to get people off of it.
And so it has a very, very addicting action on people. And so why are we encouraging something like that? And then, of course, you go to our schools and, you know, in the cafeteria and in the halls of the schools, they'll have all these machines for dispensing drinks, pop drinks, diet cola, things like that. What do they all have in it? They all have aspartame. We see Michael Fox, you know, here, the spokesman for Pepsi, and he's got Parkinson's disease. What is he, 30, 35 years old?
Well, it's been some years now, but when he first got it, he said, you know, how could a person 30 years old get Parkinson's, and it's an old man's disease? But aspartame knows no disease, no age. And, you know, we see Alzheimer's victims at the age of 30 now. And there's been a study on that in Greece showing memory loss. And Dr. Roberts says, bottom line is Alzheimer's. So it's even been proven by study, you know, that it causes these things. And just young people. And, of course, aspartame not only can precipitate or trigger Parkinson's, but it interacts with L-DOPA big time. If you remember, that's how I found out about it, when I saw some man who was just diagnosed with Parkinson's, and he appeared to be dying, and his arms would swing out like Michael Fox. And Michael Fox has been told, but as far as I know, he's still on it. He still has that addiction. And the reason, a lot of people wonder, well, why is it so addicting? It's because the free methyl alcohol is actually classified as a narcotic, and it causes chronic methanol poisoning. That affects the dopamine system of the brain, and that causes the addiction.
Well, now, basically, you have a product here that breaks down into what? Phenylalanine, and it breaks down into formaldehyde, and it breaks down into wood alcohol, or is it that the formaldehyde breaks down into wood alcohol?
Well, you have aspartic acid, and then you have a methyl ester. That methyl ester immediately becomes free methyl alcohol, and then that converts, the free methyl alcohol converts to formaldehyde and formic acid or anthine poison, and the whole molecule breaks down to DKP or diketokyperazine, which is a brain tumor agent. So you would know that it was going to cause cancer, and that's just by every metabolite is terribly dangerous in this product. It is a literal poison. Like Dr. Blaylock says, the reactions are not allergic. They're toxic like arsenic and cyanide. Aspartame is a literal poison.
And that's why we're giving it to our children. And they put it in some of the childhood food for children. And they know what it's doing. The FDA knows this. And yet most of those people there think far more of their jobs and their pensions than they do of all the children being poisoned. Well, our number here is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Betty, give us a call, because this is such an important subject. And would you realize that the one reason we have so many children who have learning disabilities, and certainly about one in every six children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality, why autism and ADD and ADHD are just exploding in our country? And it's because we're poisoning it with fluoride, we're poisoning it with mercury, we're poisoning them with aspartame, and they know what they're doing. It's not that they don't know. They've got the studies, and they have people planted in government there. But then if you wanted to destroy a great nation, a great and noble and gracious nation, do you know a better way to do it? Well, Betty, certainly I know you're on the front lines trying to get the information out, and there are a number of excellent websites up there. But what about the average individual? Are there more and more people who, like my wife, are just reading those labels and say, if it's got MSG or if it's got aspartame in it, why, we're not going to buy it?
I tell you, there are more people reading labels. You know, even on our list, they talk about it. They're having to learn what these different additives are, mainly because aspartame is a chemical hypersensitization product, and So when they get it after getting off of it, they react very quickly and sometimes very harshly. So they're learning about that, and we're trying to get it out of schools. And anybody that's listening that has children in schools, we have on WNHO all the new articles written by the experts called Report for Schools. And all you have to do is email it in one document to your school, board of education, pediatrician, OBGYN, and every doctor that learns from it, you know, he can save the lives of thousands of his own patients. That's one thing everybody should do.
Well, now, what about the incidence of congenital abnormalities? Is the incidence of congenital abnormalities going up associated with the aspartame ingestion, any of the animal studies shown a relationship between congenital deformities and aspartame use?
Well, you know, aspartame is a teratogen. It causes all types of cleft palate and different birth defects. I mean, it destroys the fetus, basically, is what it does. You're talking about, you know, they talk about alcohol syndrome, fetal alcohol syndrome. Well, in this case, it is wood alcohol, which is, you know, worse than ethanol. Plus, you're talking about something that has an excitotoxin in it, which is going to destroy their little brains. So, you know, you see these children today, they're born with brain tumors, autism, ADD, HD, just a whole lot of different birth defects, Tourette's, and mental retardation. And as Dr. Blaylock says, sometimes if the baby survives, you won't even see the problems until puberty. And they'll have behavioral problems, or they'll be dyslexic. In other words, he says they may not talk in the beginning, and so you won't know until they are talking a lot of the problems that aspartame causes.
Well, let's go to Harvey, who's calling us from Florida. Hi, Harvey, how are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine.
Well, this is a subject I'm keenly interested in, and I just want to mention a few things. First of all, I have a daughter that's now 38 years old, and her generation was the first generation to come in contact with this stuff, and she was addicted to aspartame, and she is now on her way to final stages of blindness. Can anything be done to purify the system to reverse the effects of the blindness that comes from this? Because I believe it's from this.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you could email me privately, I'm going to give you my email address.
It's okay.
Betty, Betty, M19 at mindspring.com, MindSpring.com.
Betty, and M19.
Betty, M19, like 19.
Right.
At mindspring.com. Mm-hmm. Now, on the Doorway website, what I'm going to send you, or you can go to it, is Dr. Rayford's articles. He was an ophthalmologist. He's dead now, and a specialist in methanol toxicity. And one of the papers I inherited from him said that if vision is in the wet stage, if you get the person off of it in time, their vision will return. Some of them, you know, it's methyl alcohol, which converts to formaldehyde and formic acid in the retina of the eye and destroys the optic nerve. So you don't really know until you get them off of it. And then Dr. Blaylock on WNHO.net has a detox program, and he also tells you what you have to avoid and how you have to flush out the system with distilled water. It's called What to Do If You Have Used Aspartame. And this may help her. I can email you these reports, and then you can tell me about her case. And there are some chances. We've had several people who were blind that regained their sight.
Now, it just depends on how far gone she is.
Yeah.
But you get hold of Betty, and it's such a tragedy, and our heart goes out to you.
I'd also like to tell you, Betty, that it's so hard to track down one cause, because she was also on all this no-fat food, this low-fat food, this fake foods.
Sure.
You know, Do you know about that and the effects? See, there's so many things in our environment. Our food is so adulterated with chemicals and poisons and toxins that to single out one thing and say this is the specific cause, that's what they count on. It's so hard to prove these cases.
Well, of course, the other thing is you have to
understand. You know, that's accepted. During Prohibition, they used wood alcohol and thousands of people went blind on it. And that is accepted. And there is an article on Doorway titled, under Dr. Roberts, What's Blinding the World? And it goes into all of this.
And of course,
so
remember
they
the
know
MSG.
What methyl alcohol does to the eyes. They
and MSG, of course,
that.
Is, you know, it works very, in many ways, very similar. Does MSG break down to wood alcohol? What's the component of that?
No. MSG is on sodium glutamate, and it's just an excitotoxin.
Right.
But it's a sister. You might say it's a sister to aspartame.
Right.
They both cause seizures and several things.
Well, Harvey, I just wish you well, and you get hold of Betty and make sure that she just starts doing the right things. All you can do is pray. Thanks so much, Betty, and thanks for calling, Harvey. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Genesis.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor, and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, the Genesis Communication Network, and we actually carry a number of books on this subject because we think it's important. We have, of course, aspartame, the forgotten disease. It's really like a textbook. It's almost 700 or 800 pages, and excellent, well-done book. And then, of course, we have a smaller book by Dr. Roberts. We carry Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills by Dr. Russell Blaylock goes in both MSG and aspartame. We recommend both of those books to you. And then, of course, Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition's Secrets That Can Save Your Life, has a section on aspartame. You need to get that. We have, of course, 2 4-tape sets on aspartame. We carry the DVDs, Sweet Misery, Sweet Remedy, and then, of course, we have the other material on this. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have the 4-tape sets. We have 2 DVDs. We have 2 or 3 books. Get the information, read it, understand what we're talking about. Check out Betty Martini's material. Understand that over in Great Britain, when they found out it was harming the children, they did something about it. And here, you know, when they found out it was harming the children, why, they, of course, they did everything they could to suppress the information, and they're poisoning our children with fluoride, and they're poisoning with mercury, and they're poisoning with MSG, and with vaccines, and with aluminum, and certainly with NutraSweet as well. They know exactly what they're doing, because we're dealing with organized evil, and when you understand that, you understand what's going on. You need to get my my talk on planned population reduction. It's about a 2-hour and 20-minute talk I gave for the Prophecy Club, and all carefully documented. My talk on population control, and that's, I think, is only available on DVD. But it goes into, of course, the Georgia Guidestones, and then, of course, we have a 4-tape set on population control. We have my Population Control Agenda monograph, which you can get for nothing up on the Internet at our website at RadioLiberty.com, or if you buy anything from us and you request a copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph, we'll send it to you for nothing. Just specifically ask for it and commented that I said you could have it for nothing if you get something else from us. And then, of course, begin to understand what we are up against. We're up against people who have an entirely different worldview because they worship a different God. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or listen to the DVD, or I should say listen to the tape and watch the DVD or the video. And we have it both DVD and VHS, and we have an audio tape, and we have the book as well. And then, of course, I do talk on the Forbidden Secret we recommend. That's in DVD form. You want to get the syllabus that goes with that, and we actually have that on VHS as well. And then to understand the secret that is being pushed all across America today, which promises to give you anything you want, money, sex, prosperity, a better job, a new car, a new home. Why, you want to get the secret behind the secret and understand the terrifying reality of what's really going on today. That's the 4-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. It's available both in 4 tapes and in 4 CDs, and we're trying to get everything we have into CDs as well as tapes for you. And, of course, we have Constance Cumby's excellent talk. It's entitled The Emergence, and it goes into her experience in the New Age and the fact that she feels that the man of sin is coming very, very soon, and it's available both in DVD and in video. Chris Pinto's The Atlantis Connection, and of course you certainly want to get Riddles in Stone. You want to get The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. So much information, you need to get it, then you need to help us get the information out across America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision protection. We'll be right back.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, light, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually laughed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, we were going to have Nancy Levant on our program, and she is doing some wonderful, wonderful writing, lots of articles. They seem to come out almost every single week on all sorts of exciting issues, and we certainly carry Nancy's book, on what's happening to the American women. The exact title escapes me at the moment, but it is an excellent book. But since Nancy, at least so far, is not apparently here, it's going to have to be open lines. That's going to have to be you and me. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And perhaps we could talk about what's going on as far as the move towards the authoritarian society. You know, when America was created many, many years ago, our founding fathers were certainly fearful of tyranny. And they recognized that man's heart is basically evil, and you cannot be trusted with power. In fact, of course, it was that this basic distrust of human nature that caused them to create America as it is created. And that was the nation, at least to the national level, where the power of government was to be restricted over the lives of the people, because only by restricting the power of government could men be free. Now, certainly you might have tyranny at a state level, you might have tyranny at the local level, but you could always fight that much more efficiently than you could if it was at the national level. And so the secret of America, and the reason, of course, that America had captured the imagination of people throughout the world, was because we created a centralized authority that was bound down by chains, by the chains of the Constitution. And the activities, the functions, the power of the centralized government was limited first by the Constitution, and then it was limited by the Bill of Rights. And if you read the Bill of Rights, you see what it is. It is really a series of restrictions on what the government can do. And certainly this then was the secret of our nation. The power of the central authority was to be restricted. And there might be a lot of things that would sound very, very good. What's wrong with providing a pension for older people? What's wrong with providing health care for older people? What's wrong with providing better education for the children? And there's nothing wrong with any of those things, but it's not a function of the federal government. And when you get government involved in taking care of the medical care of the people, why, the quality of medical care goes right on downhill. Practicing medicine in the days before we had Medicare, our job was to take care of the people. And medicine was not that expensive. I can remember when when the best room in the hospital was $13 a day, and that was a private room at Merritt Hospital when my mother went in for surgery many years ago. And even when I was certainly practicing medicine, I remember in 1965 before Medicare came in, for $50 a month you would get an excellent medical insurance, $50 a month. Medical insurance that paid 80% of your hospital bill. And we did not have hospital bills that were ran up to $10, $20, $30, $50, $100, $200,000. You can thank medicine for that. You can thank Medicare. You can thank the federal government because they're from the government. They're here to destroy medicine. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Was once. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And we're going to have an open line this afternoon because our regularly scheduled guest isn't here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and you can call in on any subject you want, but I'm simply talking about this idea that government should in any way be involved with taking care of people or providing for people. Now, people say, well, don't we need a federal government? Yes, we need a federal government. We need it to defend our nation, and we need it to defend our borders, and we need it, of course, to coin and mint money and give us a stable currency. Do we have a stable currency? No, we have a currency that's lost about 96% to 97% of its value over the last century, and those of us who around, three-quarters of the century have seen the value of everything that we've tried to save for being systematically described. It all used to be said a penny saved was a penny earned. And now, of course, the modern-day saying is a penny saved is a penny that will be destroyed by inflation. And, of course, what we... So government has not given us a stable currency. It is the function of our government to defend our country. somebody had commented here, a penny saved is a government oversight. I think that's a very good commentary. There's a penny they didn't know that you had, but now that they know it, they're going to get it away from you. A penny saved is a government oversight. Well, remember, if you'd like to give us a call, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the government is not guiding our borders. In fact, the government today is encouraging illegal immigration. Why? Because the people in charge of both political parties, the people in charge of our government, don't believe in America. They don't believe in this idea of limiting the power of government. They don't even believe in the sovereignty of America. They have embraced a different philosophy. And that is the belief what we need to do is unite the world. We need to have a one world government, a one world religion, and a one world leader. And those ideas go back to Plato and even long before that to Nimrod. And it has always been the goal of the ancient secret societies and, of course, is coming to fruition today. The purpose of our government is to defend us as a nation from foreign invaders, but we're not being defended. Our troops are overseas. And, of course, people say, well, don't we have an obligation to help people who are oppressed? Well, then why don't we do something about the people in Rhodesia today? Because, after all, Henry Kissinger had promised them that if things ever got out of hand, if there ever was a breakdown in law and order, why, of course, America would be there to defend them, because all they had to do was, America know there was a problem if they would simply surrender their control to the communist Mugabe, who had been trained in communist China, trained in Marxism, who was a ruthless killer. And you know, the only criticism I have of the Rhodesian people is they believed Henry Kissinger, and they believed the people he represented, and that is the people within the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and the elitists who really run America were in the least bit interested in preserving a stable society in Rhodesia. No, they didn't want that. They wanted chaos. They have it today. I mean, the country of 12 million people, about 4 million have fled the country, 4 to 5 million. They have 3,000% a year inflation. They have about an 80% unemployment. The people are starving. Well, we've got some, we've got real problems today. But what are we doing? Are we defending America? No, we're over there fighting in Iraq and destroying the infrastructure of that once stable society, admittedly created by Saddam Hussein, but everybody's forgotten. Saddam started working for the CIA back in the late 1950s. If you want documentation on that, we've got books written 10, 15 years ago that talk about Saddam and the CIA, but we can't let the American people know that this wicked man who killed 100,000 Kurds and almost a million Iranians had worked with the CIA, or that the Americans provided the wherewithal to build the chemical and biological weapons, and at least the chemical weapons that he used to kill so many of those Iranians. And incidentally, many of those weapons are still now stored in Syria, and I fear that one day they'll be used against us. And of course, today we're fighting in Afghanistan. We're fighting the Taliban, who are being funded by the Pakistani ISI intelligence, which is being funded by the Pakistani government, which is being funded with your tax dollars. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, is that the function of our government, to fund other governments throughout the world? Is it the function of our government to have 750 military bases throughout the world and our troops stationed in 130 nations? Is it the function of our government to have almost 7 million Americans in prison, probation, or parole? We are the largest police state in the world today, and proportionally we have far more people confined to prisons than they have in communist China. But of course, the average American is never allowed to believe that, to understand it, to understand what's happening today, and they specifically target blacks. So the 1 in 3 young black men is either in prison, probation, or parole. And believe me, it did not happen simply by accident. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if we hope to preserve this wonderful nation, you're going to have to be involved, and we're going to have to educate people about what's happening before they impose the terms of the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act, which were passed last October, as a blueprint for a dictatorship in America. And even Liberal Senator Patrick Leahy, I believe, of Connecticut, had said, this legislation encourages the president to declare martial law. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Did you get a chance to see the Republican debate on Fox recently?
No, that was not the one where Ron Paul had done fairly well?
Yeah, Ron Paul, the numbers on the TV screen for people to text message in, Ron Paul was winning throughout most of it, and the commentators, they were all saying this is all terrible, and he needs to be weeded out. And
but of course, you see what Ron Paul is talking about are the same things I'm talking about. We should get back to constitutional government. The function of government was never to provide for the people. Almost everything the federal government is doing is wrong. The federal government has no business providing health care, or for education, or for the welfare of the people. And the federal government certainly should not be trying to build nations throughout the world or change the culture of people over in the Muslim world. And what Ron Paul is espousing is the traditional Republican position, and that's why he's infuriating the commentators, because both the leaders of the Republican and the Democratic Party are dedicated to moving us towards a fascist society controlled by a ruling elite. And there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, but they can't let you know that. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
Well, Ron Paul seems to be a favorite amongst conservatives and people who believe in the Constitution. And I was speculating what will happen if Ron Paul wins the New Hampshire primary.
Well,
is the Republican leadership just going to go berserk?
Absolutely. In fact, I think they'll do everything they can to discredit him. They'll try to do to him exactly what they did to Barry Goldwater back in 1964. They will demonize him. They will try to discredit him. They will lie about him. They will certainly, they will do everything they can to cheat in the elections. And if you don't think they cheat in the elections, George Bush is the president because of Ohio. And in one Ohio precinct, there were 800 people registered and 4,000 votes for George Bush. And, of course, the explanation how you could get 4,000 votes for George Bush in a precinct with 800 people was, well, the voting machine had a hiccup. And everybody nodded and said, it had a hiccup. No, they cheated. In fact, the exit polls show that John Kerry, who was just as corrupt as George Bush, but John Kerry won the election. But the establishment wanted, certainly President Bush in there, to discredit the Republican views and to discredit Christianity. And I'd say that he's doing a great job on both things.
Well, it seems like amongst traditional conservatives and constitutionalists who believe the federal government should have a smaller role, and currently is, even since the end of World War II, like the Barry Goldwater type, and what Ronald Reagan was espousing is smaller government, lower taxes. There's still a large number of grassroots people that believe that stuff.
I think we are the vast majority, Dave.
Pardon me?
We are the majority here in America.
But the only thing we get is George Bush and John McCain, and they say they're our leaders.
Well, we have a unique opportunity. This may be our last opportunity to have somebody who really believes in limiting the power of government and getting us out of these aggressive wars throughout the world and restoring our constitutional system. So, I mean, this is going to be a very exciting election. You can tell it when you hear Mayor Giuliani. You're doing everything you can to discredit Ron Paul. You see, if you saw the debate where Giuliani interrupted, that was against the rules. They were not to be allowed to debate Their microphones were to be turned off so they couldn't even be heard. But that was all carefully staged.
Okay, that's all I had.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dave. And your job is to get people to think. And if you can get them to listen to our programs, but really get them to listen to Ron Paul. Go up on his website, Ron Paul 2008.
Yeah.
And watch those DVDs.
I've donated some money with my credit card. And I would encourage anybody in your audience, go to Ron Paul's website and donate some money.
That's RonPaul2008.com. RonPaul2008.com. You know, if you don't do it, who's going to? If not, now when? God bless you, David. Thanks very much for calling. And keep believing in America.
Okay,
it's still a great country.
Thank you, sir.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Mike with us, and he wants to tell you about Dr. Bob Bowman, who's going to be coming to Santa Cruz and putting a talk. When will the talk be, and where will it be?
It will be at the what used to be the Holiday Inn down on Ocean Street. It's now called the University Inn and Conference Center. It's at 611 Ocean Street. And on June 14th, the doors open at 6 o'clock, and the event will last around 10 o'clock, and he'll begin speaking at 7.
All right, fine. Once again, the date of the talk.
Yeah, June 14th, you can arrive at 6 o'clock in the evening at 611 Ocean Street. People should call for tickets and details at 831-477-4556.
All right. If anybody wants anything more on that, they can certainly just give us a call, 800 number, and we'll be glad to get that for you. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Well, now there's a website that people really should check out. It's www.thepatriots.us. thepatriots.us.
Thepatriots.us.
Find out all about Dr. Bob Bowman. Many people would remember him if they saw Alex Jones' C-SPAN video, which you can find on YouTube and or Google Video. And that's very interesting. You've got four panelists, and Dr. Bob Bowman is one of those.
Okay, thanks so very much, Mike. Okay. Bye-bye. And bye-bye. Right now, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment about what we're really talking about, and that is how America is changing. And we had Dave calling in from Illinois, and Dave certainly wanted to point out that he feels that that Congressman Ron Paul more or less represents what America used to be, and that really is true. Congressman Paul talks about the Constitution. Have you heard anybody else today who's running for the president on the Democrat or Republican ticket? You know, talk about the Constitution, even though they will all, of course, have to swear allegiance to the Constitution. But you'll find out, for instance, if you ask most people in our legislature, you know, if they've ever read it, ask them how many articles there are in the Constitution. Do you know how many articles there are in the Constitution? Do you know what they represent? Do you know why they're important? Do you understand the function of government? Do you understand the function of the central government is to give us our God-given rights? Because that's exactly what it said in the Declaration of Independence. And, of course, if you read the Constitution was drawn up to ensure that the rights that were laid out in our Declaration of Independence would be the rights of the American citizens. So the whole idea of the federal government was to limit the power of the central government. The things that the central government were to do are laid out in Article 8, Section 1 of the Constitution. Section 1, Article 8 of the, I should say, Section 8 of Article 1 of the Constitution tells exactly what the Congress should be doing, and all powers which were not given to them there are restricted. They are not to be allowed to do anything they want to. I mean, they're to establish an army, to defend the United States, not to defend Somalia, not to defend South America, and certainly not to defend Iraq and Iran, and not to attack, you know, Iran, because this is, by fear, is going to be the next step. This is all planned long ahead of time. They know exactly what they're doing. They just do not want the American people to understand that the next step is going to be World War III, an attack on Iran, and then an attack on the entire Islamic world. And if you think that we're going to be able to do that and there will be no repercussions, I think you're sadly mistaken. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, we've got Harvey calling from Florida. Harvey, do you have another question or comment?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. In reference to what you're talking about, it sort of ties into what you were talking about last hour. You know, the government is really supposed to protect and defend us, and a few times we actually needed them to do anything, like on 9/11, they were nowhere to be found.
And it's also the same with the FDA protecting us from these food criminals that are adulterating our foods.
All right, fine, and I certainly agree with you, but then what would you do if you you were in charge of our country and Monsanto or J.D. Sears was putting a poison into our food? How would you deal with that?
Well, you would have to do something very serious to stop these people.
But you have to do it at the state level. It's far better to do it at the state level, where, of course, the state is much harder to buy up the politicians in 50 states than to buy off a few bureaucrats in Washington,
right.
D.C. That's why they want the centralization of power in Washington, D.C. Hey, you just hang on. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the NutraMedical Report, Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays 8 to 10 p.m. on GCN. You can call at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. You'll hear the latest in natural healing anti-aging solutions, stem cell research, depleted uranium recovery, vaccine dangers, GMO frankenfoods, heart disease and cancer recovery, H5N1 flu and the civil defense from chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, global warming and globalist plans of the New World Disorder. Talking with top experts and authors. Log on to NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call 888-212-8871 to order the best nutritional supplements for Dr. Bill's companies, or select a nutraceutical needs consult, that's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, with an I, medical.com. Listen in Stream 4 and 2 on GCN Live, K-Band Satellite, Monday to Friday, shortwave, Sunday evening, 5.050, 8 to 10 p.m.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're having open lines, and we have Harvey with us from Florida. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And people find it so difficult to believe that there would be people working at the highest levels of our government who want to do harm to our people. And yet I would simply point out, why is it that they have made it illegal to get methylate? You can't buy it at a drugstore to put it on a wound, methylate, mercurochrome. We always used to have that. When I studied medicine, we always used to put it on the skin, but they decided that it was so toxic, why we couldn't put it on the skin because it was absorbed and would be harmful to the child. But it's perfectly safe to put the vaccines and give them multiple vaccines at one time. And they did up until about 2003. And then they said, well, we've taken it out of all the childhood vaccines in the United States. Oh, we're going to give it to those little black children overseas because we love them so much and we want to help them. But we've taken out of the childhood vaccines in the United States, and that's a lie. They've taken it out of the childhood vaccines for childhood diseases, but they're still giving it to unborn children. When they give it to the mothers, we're still giving it to six-month-old children in the influenza vaccine. Doesn't do a bit of good other than to destroy the mind, and they know exactly what they're doing. Harvey, anything else you'd like to say?
It's like what you were saying about aspartame earlier. I mean, there are so many wonderful forms of natural sugars and honeys and things like that. I mean, there was no need to ever create this thing.
Well, except it is you wanted to do harm, there was a profit motive, but there's also, there really are people who want to hurt our children. Until people understand that, nothing makes sense. And people say, who would want to hurt a child? And I would say, who's responsible for the murder of about 50 million unborn children in America through abortion? And for partial birth abortion, of course there are people who want to hurt children. They're just not going to tell you that's what their real purpose is.
Well, it's quite obvious because I've had it hurt my own family, and I've seen it destroy people. It's so insidious in our society, and we must get back to natural ingredients and natural foods.
And when you see that today, about one in every 90 boys is autistic, and that's about the figure is about one in every 150 children, but since it's much more frequent in boys and girls, the figure is about one in 90 boys is autistic. And one in six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and this has only been in recent years. You know that they're hurting our children. They know that what they're doing. They have all the same information we have, and they're concealing it from the American people. That's what's so unconscionable. And then they're telling the parent, oh, there is no treatment for autism. You just take good care of that little child, and you love them, and know their treatments that work and work very efficiently. They just don't want the public to know, and they don't want the doctors to know.
Well, that's why it's so important you're on the air, and we who do know must speak up and must speak for our children and our future generations. And I thank you for being there, Dr. Stan.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, that was Harvey calling from Florida. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you know, it was the hardest thing for me initially to really believe that anybody would want to hurt anybody. Because I really got started this during the AIDS epidemic when it was obvious that we could have stopped the AIDS epidemic early on. And every barrier was put in the way of doctors to keep them from doing what was logical, to stop this terrible disease. And even getting the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association to support the program, the public health program that was put together by the doctors here in Santa Cruz where I practiced. And of course, I didn't know much about public health, but fortunately we had some wonderful, very smart doctors here who did, and half a dozen of them got together and they put together a program, and I carried it to the House of Delegates of the CMA. And over a period of years, we eventually won of the position there in the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association, the things that we could have stopped this epidemic and saved hundreds of thousands of American lives. And despite the fact that doctors overwhelmingly supported an effective public health policy, the leaders of the CMA did everything they could to block it, and the people of the Centers for Disease Control did everything they could to stop it. And as a result, we've lost over half a million people in this country are dead. Another million to a million and a half are infected and will die. And when you suddenly realize that this was not, you know, necessary, it was totally unnecessary, there are people who really wanted this to happen. At that point, you can begin to understand what's going on. And that's why I wrote my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. And why, of course, every time we would notify the agencies that deal with books. The book was in print. Somebody would go there and remove it. So saying, the book is out of print. So we had a terrible time getting it distributed, although I think we got 23 or 24,000 copies out across America, thanks to many of the Christian ministries and people who really push the book, in the black community, because there are people who realize, of course, what we were saying is they've targeted the black community for extinction. There really are people who hate blacks, and of course they're doing everything they can to eliminate them, and that's why if you go into Botswana today, which is probably the single most prosperous black nation in Africa, 46% of the pregnant women are now HIV infected and all going to die. A very, very successful public health policy or a very, very successful genocidal policy? And I would like to suggest it was the latter, because if it was a public health policy, it would be a failure and they would change it. If it was a genocidal policy, they, of course, would feel it was a success and keep it in place. And that's exactly what they've done. But, of course, when they get rid of the blacks, and, of course, the elite can move back and take over this really beautiful continent. And it is a beautiful continent. It's very, very wealthy. But it's so difficult to believe that anything could be this racist, and yet that was the attitude of Adolf Hitler, who hated blacks. It is as he hated gypsies, and he hated Jews. In fact, so much of what's going on today is based upon intense hatred. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And, if you really understand, that's, I'm sorry, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, and we'd love to talk to you at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It really, one of the things that really got to me, I was doing a radio program back in Greenville, South Carolina, talking about the AIDS epidemic and how it was really all about population control. And as we were sitting there in the television studio, and I made that remark, and I noticed the host, was looking at me, and his eyes got just as big as saucers, and of course the audience couldn't see his response, but it was one of total amazement. And then, of course, when the television program drew to a close, he said to me, he said, maybe that explains that monument over there in Georgia. And, of course, I said, what monument? He said, the monument over there in Elberton. Well, I'd never heard of the monument in Elberton. I don't think anybody else had at the time. And he told me about it. He says, there's a strange monument over there in Elberton, and they're talking about trying to get the world population down to 500 million people. And he says, there's something really strange about that monument. So, of course, I had to get over to see the monument, and sure enough, it's there. And nobody knows who put the money up for it. The man called himself R.C. Christian. Many people think that stands for Rosicrucian, which it probably does, which is a secret society that's got branches all over America today. In fact, this new program that's put forward by Rhonda Burns, if you watch the DVD very closely, frame upon frame, on one frame, you'll see the word Rosicrucian. They sort of leave off the end there at the end, but it's really what they're teaching is Rosicrucianism. But this monument there is sitting on top of a hill with these 19-foot so-called guide stones, or four of them there, and of course their language is chiseled on both sides, the Ten Commandments that come from the very pit of hell. And point number one, which is engraved in Russian and English and Arabic and Hebrew and Chinese and Spanish and Swahili and one other languages, point number one is maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And then they talk about, of course, spirituality and birth control and, of course, the world government and world court and all of these other things. It's really this call for the new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. They don't mention the leader as much, but certainly these other things are very obvious as you read the Ten Commandments there that come from the very pit of hell. This was actually built, I think, about 1980, somewhere there, 1980, 81, that was when it was dedicated. And the Satanists were there, and certainly the Satanists hold their regular meetings there. In fact, I went eventually to the library in Alberton and pulled out all the clippings, and they've had their UFOs hovering over this site. People have seen the UFOs there. What is the UFO? They're demonic manifestations of the other dimension. But, of course, they really do want to massively cut down the population of the world. And you do that with massive epidemics. And, of course, have you noticed all this talk about this? We're sure going to have a massive epidemic. Oh, the bird flu is going to come, and we're all going to die. Ladies and gentlemen, since the year 2003, there have been about 175 people at the most died of this epidemic. But I'll tell you what, the bird flu epidemic has had far more coverage than most of the things that go on in the world today. They're really important things, like the fact we killed almost 100 million people since we outlawed DDT, killed them from malaria, knowing full well that if you did away with malaria, more people would die. And they keep telling you it's only 100 million people who die every year, but the figure is really about 3 million. They know that every other place in the world, but they just don't know it here in the United States, because they control what you read and what you hear and what you see. Well, anyway, of course, as far as the Georgia Guidestones, why they are put up by a man named, who called himself R.C. Christian, but he admitted that wasn't his name. He admitted he represented a secret group of men who put up a lot of money to build that strange-looking monument there. It's known as the American Stonehenge. It's known as the Georgia Guidestones. But it is really, of course, certainly it is an occult center, as there are so many occult centers in the world today. The pyramids in South America, the pyramids in Egypt, Stonehenge. These are all, of course, occult centers that all tie into the ancient mystery religions that were all built utilizing, of course, the ancient knowledge that had been passed down through the eons from some ancient source of wisdom. Perhaps the pre-Diluvian society of Atlantis, if it ever really existed. Of course, as you know, there are many, many people who believe America is the new Atlantis, and that theme of the new DVD we're carrying, riddled in stone, that of course the purpose of America was to become the new Atlantis. In fact, we have a DVD, and it's both VHS and DVD, with Chris Pinto, who actually did the two excellent DVDs we carry, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone. And those were his professional productions, but he gave a talk for us at our last conference, and it's called the Atlantis Connection. The Atlantis Connection, because America was to become the new Atlantis and was to lead the world into the new world order and the new world religion. Of course, that's why we're over in the Middle East today. It has very little to do with bringing down the price of oil, because we're there to bring down the price of oil. When George Bush went into office, oil was $18 a barrel. Today it's hitting over $70 a barrel. And, of course, if it were to help Israel, why, of course, are we doing everything to put pressure on Israel? Not to do what is logical in the face of aggression by the people who surround them. Why are we arming the Palestinians who say, we'll take your weapons and we're going to use them against Israel? Why are we arming the Palestinians? Why are we giving massive amounts of money to several billion dollars a year to Egypt, which is arming the Palestinians and other terrorist groups that are going to attack Israel? No, I really believe, of course, that we're lining up Israel to be destroyed. Because if you could do that, you will thwart God's plan through the ages. I really believe God has a plan, and I believe he has a plan for Israel. Now, I don't think they're going to succeed. I think that we're going to see in one way or another God's intervention. I do not believe for 1 minute he's going to allow Israel to be destroyed, but there may be an awful lot of Jewish people who will lose their lives in the in the coming conflict. And then, of course, I fear for our boys over in Iraq, because if I'm right and we're moving into a conflict with Israel, why are men over there? I mean, we've got 150,000, 160,000 men, and many of those may well lose their lives in the coming war. And then the same thing with our men on our boats there in the Persian Gulf. Now, they're putting them there so they'll make much better targets for the sophisticated weapons that are being provided to Iran by the Soviet Union, which is being funded with your tax money. And we're still funding through the Export-Import Bank, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Asian Development Bank, American corporations, American banks, American oil companies, all funding Russia, which is, of course, then providing the sophisticated weapons that are being given to Iran that will be used against our forces in the coming war. And I want you to make any sense out of it. And it doesn't make any sense, so there must be another agenda. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a comment you'd like to make, we'd love to hear from you. We only have 3 minutes, because that'll be won't even be heard across the country. But anyway, all of these subjects are so important. I fear we're on the edge of a major cataclysmic event. But understand that this is all really playing out an age-old spiritual battle. For I believe we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people don't even know that battle's going on. Our job is to let them know and hope that God can utilize in one way or another of what we are doing. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyze Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyze water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871
That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Divinity is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Divinity family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day, reaching out across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the information you're not going to get from other sources. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and you get the four best tapes or CDs of the month, and you get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you're helping to support our 60 outlets every week. As we reach out across America, across the world, with the information explaining what is really going on, and what I fear, and what I'm able to glean from some of the very, very smart people I talk to about what the future holds for America. And then, of course, trying to warn people to begin making preparations financially, emotionally, fiscally, for what lies ahead. Financially, you better get your house in order, because, of course, I think they're going to destroy the value of our currency. Everything points to that is what the ultimate plan is. And then, of course, fiscally, certainly you want to have things, medical supplies, food, and things on hand in case we see the breakdown of the structure of society. And then spiritually, because you better be sure you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because if you do not, I believe the hearts of many people will faint as things get very, very bad here in America. And yet I think that they have to, because if they don't, the people are never going to turn back to God. And if you read, of course, the scriptures, especially the Old Testament, time and again, God would bring judgment upon the children of Israel because they turned against him. And although many ministers say that could never happen here because we're not a covenant nation, or they have all sorts of excuses why nothing bad's ever going to happen to America, I believe they're mistaken. I believe we're moving into very difficult times. So begin making your preparations fiscally, financially, and spiritually, and make sure you have a personal relationship with God that cannot be shaken when, of course, everybody else is losing their faith. So we hope many of you will, of course, want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD or video that goes with that, or the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which includes a tape. We hope that many of you will want to see my most recent major talk, The Forbidden Secret. That's The Forbidden Secret, which will trace the origin of what's going on back 5,000 years, and then, of course, how it's being played out today. We hope you want to get our new 4-CD or 4-audio tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret, because, of course, it's the only thing we really have right now to warn people about what is taking place with Rhonda Byrne's DVD video called The Secret, which, of course, is capturing the imagination of millions of Americans. Millions of copies of her book have been sold in America. Millions of copies of her DVD have been sold here in the United States. And millions of people are finding new and wonderful happiness in adopting the law of attraction. What's the law of attraction? Well, you'll certainly want to see this. Want to listen to our tapes, and we have actually 4 one-hour interviews there, 2 hours of it is with Pastor Joe Schimmel, who's one of the more astute observers on this, and the others are excellent. We recommend them all to you. So again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a great new DVD and or a VHS with Constance Company called The Emergence, and a 4-tape set with Constance, and her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and you need to read it and listen to her tapes and DVD. And then we have this great new DVD or VHS with Chris Pinto called The Atlantis Connection.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. Cartivite is a synergistic seven-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order or online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's seven amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. Garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids. 17 amino acids, cellular mitochondria.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick says it isn't clear whether Americans were among the victims of the explosion today in Ankara, Turkey.
The embassy at this point now is on the ground trying to determine whether or not there were any Americans or American citizens in the air. We don't know that yet.
White House Press Secretary Tony Snow says the United States wants to see a halt to the violence in Lebanon.
There's a situation now that is unacceptable violence, and we support the Signora government, and so for that matter does the international community.
Correspondent Michael Tarm reports Chicago police are hunting for a gang of violent bank robbers.
Four men apparently entered the Illinois Service Federal Bank on the south side of Chicago. Three people ended up shot, and the four suspects got away.